Thank you so much for joining us during this program. It has been a strange one, guys. I can't remember another program we had recently where we've had two really hairy questions. Folks, we have a little bit of time until the end of the show. If you have an easy question, we'd love to take one so we can go away feeling like we can answer some questions. We know we do.
Or if you have an answer.
Oh, yes, I have an answer to either one of those ones. 800-859-0957. By the way, next week we've got a great program coming up with a group of guys called IT in the D. They are going to be more fun than a barrel of monkeys. These guys do a weekly program on a podcast, not on a radio station. You won't catch them on a radio station anywhere unless they happen to be broadcasting the signal from radio programs around the country. But they have a great show called IT and the D, and we're going to have them in the studio. And they're just crazy, a great barrel of monkeys. I listened to a podcast the other day, and they are just wild. And I want to share, I want you to share an email and a response that you gave to a question, because I think it is so important.
Yeah, and you're right, because I've seen this a dozen or more times.
And we talk about malware bytes being the answer to everything.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not. And here's the question. I have Erwin that asked me this question today, and I responded. And might I say, since I've loaded the email on my Samsung phone, that I can do the voice responses, and I don't have to type as much. So you expect lots of long emails with great descriptions. So basically he said, I downloaded the free version of Malware Bytes and had several run errors during the process, but it finished. When I try to run Malware Bytes, it will not open. I have uninstalled it and reinstalled it and downloaded it several times. Please help me. And when I run into a problem where I've attempted to download an antivirus program or anti-malware like Malware Bytes and it fails, it appears to download, but when you run it, you get runtime errors. That to me is there's one of two things. Either you have disk errors, three things. Disk errors, corrupted download cache, but more than likely you have a virus.
Yes.
And the viruses will prevent you from running something that
downloading and installing or running.
Yep, downloading, yep, and preventing you from running a utility that will potentially remove it. This malicious software that's on your computer, some of them are intelligent enough to realize, and they'll have a list of keywords like Norton, McAfee,
In other words, they recognize the good guys and block them.
Yes.
So, folks, what I wanted Ed to tell you was, if you're having trouble either installing, getting errors with a program like Malware Bytes, which you know is good for getting rid of this kind of stuff, there's a very good chance that you get a virus at work in the system. And then, as Ed said to our listener, you go into safe mode if you're on a Windows program. And in that safe mode, then you install Malware Bytes.
Safe mode with networking.
With networking.
Yep. If you can, you can also download it onto another home computer.
Right.
Yep.
And then install that way.
Yep.
That okay. Way. You know what happened? All of a sudden, we got three people who are very interested in getting some help. So let's get out there. Claude.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. What can we do for you?
Well, I just got a Comcast internet installed. I got the 105 megabyte package.
Okay.
And when I go to like any of the major speed test sites, such as like speedtest.net, speakeasy.net, I get about 50, 60 megabytes when I download.
Yeah.
I call Comcast up. You know, they say, well, you got to go to our website and test the speed. of course, I get the, I get like 160 and I get 120 down.
Yeah.
And the question really is, am I actually getting 105? It seems like I'm getting like 105 megabytes to their servers, but then when I'm going out on the internet, I'm actually getting like the 60 meg. I'm just wondering if it's worth it to keep it at the 105 or maybe even just go down to their 50 or their 25 meg package and save some money.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Yes. So none of the speed tests are accurate. They're all relative sometimes. And what happens is you go out to a particular server, and it will tell you how long it takes to get to that server.
Mm-hmm.
But the servers are all different places on the internet, and they and everybody has a different route to any site. So some sites you might go to very, very quickly, and other sites might take a little longer.
And with speed tests, for instance, they show you where it's going, where you're pinging. You know, so for instance, Comcast may have you pinging some places real close by.
Yep.
Yeah, like there's servers locally here in the metro area.
Exactly. And that's the only thing they can control.
Yes.
They can't control the rest of
that. And when you're on the internet, Claude, you're going all over the place for servers.
I wonder if what happens if you tried pinging Netflix, what would happen?
So your question is, do I need a really fast, let's call it a last mile, right? It's more than a mile, but the last mile, the last link to you.
Yeah.
Or am I constrained somewhere else? And if I don't go really fast here, will I notice the little bit of difference? I really can't tell you. I think internet speed is a little bit like buying an airplane. You know, you can never go too fast. but you have to balance that with the cost.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you just don't think that little bit of extra speed, you know, in that last mile is worth it, because you're constrained by the rest of the internet somewhere, eventually it will be, right? Whether it is in your location at this time. And then also, Comcast uses a shared connection.
Right.
So sometimes of the day or night when your neighbor's not on it, you're going to be really fast. But if he's on it downloading a movie that he's watching from Netflix, it's going to slow down.
So, Claude, I would jump in and say, I don't think that you're necessarily, when you pay more money, getting much faster speed, because there are a lot of other variables that Comcast doesn't control,
right,
which is Gary talking about.
That last mile.
The last, you know, they and other people on the system, and then where you're going out for your server. So I don't know that you're really going to get that much better performance.
Right. Well, you know, one thing that I have a guy at work, Jim, and him and his neighbors are really big into gaming.
Oh yeah,
and they'll set up gaming servers.
Last mile, you want it fast,
and they're within about a square mile of each other, and I swear the man doesn't get any sleep. But they've upgraded to that 150 because they know that within their neighborhood they're cooking.
Okay, within their neighborhood, but then if you're going beyond that, Claude, I don't think you can get that kind of guarantee. Thanks so much for that, Claude. I'm going to have to move on quickly because we've got a lot of people calling in right here at the end of the show. And Scott in Pontiac wanted to get out to you. How can we help you, sir?
A simple question, I guess.
Good. We like those.
Go ahead.
How do I know if there's a keylogger installed on my computer?
Okay, a keylogger, by the way, folks, is somebody installing a piece of software that will record the strokes that you make on the keyboard and send the information to them. That's a keylogger, basically.
That's right. And there's good reasons for having those. Well, I mean, I actually put a keylogger. I was asked by a parent to put a keylogger on his daughter's computer because she was underage and she was doing social media.
Yeah.
And Twitter. And he told her that he was doing this.
Okay.
And so she knew, and he just wanted to have that ability to monitor and control.
Right, and have her know that.
Right. But that keylogger, when they ran, at the time, it was...
So how does he know this?
Huh?
But, how does he know if he has one?
Well, you can run an antivirus, anti-malware, and, you know, like malware bytes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go,
it should pick it up.
It should pick it up. And I'm trying to think of the other one, and I'm just... Super Anti-Spyware also does that. Now... You know, and I'm not sure about legitimate ones. So if you have
malware bytes, will pick it up. Is that what you're saying?
You'll pick up many.
And super anti spyware is another one that is a very good software for picking up.
Yeah, and you can get those all from the InternetAdvisor.net website under Toolkit. Now, if they're legitimate programs that law enforcement agencies use potentially, or you know that you could purchase on the shelf. You know, you may not be able to catch that.
If it's the NSA, you may never know, because they won't be logging your keystrokes. They'll catch you someplace outside on the net. Hey, thank you very much.
Steve, hang on. Yeah. We'll take you off the air, so don't hang up.
Hang on there, Steve. We'll get to you off the air. Thank you, everybody. Hey, next week again, the guys from IT&D, thank you so much, Gary, and thank you so much, Ed, for being in here, and for you folks out there being with us. Don't forget that on Sunday nights, we post the podcast, and you can get all the information from the different links in our show at internetadvisor.net, our homepage. Thanks so much again for joining us this week. We'll be back with you in just 7 days.